The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of the channel, welcome to another Sisla. We have a very special topic today as well. And that topic is positivity is the key. So being positive, this is the key. Alhamdulillah, so you'll find that the person who has a positive thinking, his life becomes positive, and then things around him will become positive as well, inshallah. So this is our topic today, inshallah. Let's start by listening to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation. Peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam humbly said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Allah says, O Muhammad, are you not pleased with this thing that when your ummati sends salam upon you one time, I send salam upon him tenfold? Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's start by listening to the tilawat of the Holy Quran and the praise of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد مصطفیٰ اور ان کی آل انجتن ہیں با کمال مصطفیٰ اور ان کی آل انجتن ہیں با کمال
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
ہے باکمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام نام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول بطول کا میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا
پنجتن کا غلام من سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام مصطفیٰ اور ان کی یاد پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
ہوا کیسے تن سے وہ سر جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام مصطفیٰ اور ان کی یاد پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
میں قمر ہوں شاعر بے نوا میری ہے حیثیت ہی بھلا ہے کیا وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن
So, dear viewers of Madisha, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, our topic today is positivity is the key. Positivity is the key. Obviously, regarding positive thoughts, having a positive mindset, being positive about others, how this will bring about blessings in our lives, and how this will make us strong as well. All this positivity is to do with the mindset. MashaAllah, we have Munisha Sa with us as well. Shasa, the positive, it's, you know, there's actions of ours which are to do with our physical body, we will do. But this is, person is not aware what a person is thinking, what's going in his mind, or what's circulating in his mind. How is he thinking about someone? It could be that person might be smiling at someone else, but he's thinking negative about him. And it could be that a person doesn't look like the person is smiling at him, or he doesn't feel that this person has some love for him, but he's thinking positive for him, subhanAllah. This is positivity.
SubhanAllah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, Rahman bhai, positivity, this leads to a positive life. And negativity, this could lead to a negative life as well. And staying positive, no matter what the circumstances are, this can lead to a better future of a person. As I mentioned, even our topic today, positivity is the key. Key to what? Key to a good life.
Masha'Allah.
Key to a successful life. If you're setting up a business, key to a successful business.
Masha'Allah.
If you are on a journey to become a scholar, positivity is the key. For example, in first year, you get taught something called girdans. And they're very hard to learn. So sometimes it doesn't come into your tongue, or it doesn't stay in your mind. Or you're trying to learn a different language in the same course, or be it even in university or any other level. The initial stages are always hard. No one said becoming a scholar is easy. No one said becoming a law degree holder or having a certain degree is easy. Initially, everything is hard. If you think with a negative mindset, oh, this is hard. What's going to happen to me in the future? You won't get anywhere. You will stay where you are. But if you think positive that, inshallah, once I get through this hurdle, you can say, inshallah, I will, remaining life of Jamia or remaining life of anything will become easy. Having a positive mind changes the way you behave.
Inshallah.
If you have a negative mind, you're all down and dull. You know. For example, if you go to a cricket match, let's just say, for example, you're playing for a team, and that team is strong, everyone knows it's strong. If you go with this mindset that, we're only going to lose, we're just going to lose, anyway, we know we're going to lose, then you're definitely going to lose.
Allah.
If you go in with a positive mind that even, let's say they're a strong team, but we will give our best, or we will do our best, then you have a chance to compete with them.
Mm.
No matter what the result is, but you had a positive mind, which could lead to a positive result. But if you start with a negative mind in anything, that's going to be a negative result, be in anything. So many businesses or many endeavors that people take upon in their life, the reason they don't go far is they try to take long jumps and they take with a negative mind. There was one person and he recently got into a housing business. For example, properties. He would buy land and he would build property. He had a younger brother. The younger brother was very negative minded. When this individual, it was his first time by the way, he bought land. He bought land that he's going to build properties on top. The younger brother goes, you're going to flop. Straight away, instead of encouraging him, oh, good, you know, you bought land, this is what you should do, this and that. He goes, you're going to flop, it's not going to work out. Then he made the mindset, I'm going to build properties. He goes, you've never done it before. Look, negative mindset, it affects a person. You've never done it before. Even though he's not going to build the properties from scratch, is he? He's going to hire professionals who can build them. So positive thinking leads to positivity. And last thing I'd like to mention, surround yourself with positive people, positive thinking people. I'm not saying go away from people who are negative, completely boycott them, no. Still have that salam dua, but in particular, when you ask suggestions from someone, suggestions, a lot of people, they ask scholars for just suggestions, sometimes general laymen, they ask as well. And especially those people who have negative mindset, or do you think, for example, zakat or anything, for example, someone's building a masjid, the Aswami is, for example, building a masjid, you know, do you think I should donate towards that? And that person negative mindset, oh no, look, you need this for this, you need this for that. So ask people who have positive mindset and they'll give you positive answers, and that will inshallah benefit you, not just in this life, but in the hereafter as well.
MashaAllah. So dear viewers, this is a reality. We should have a positive mindset. This positive mindset will inshallah lead us to success as well. needs. Whether the matters of the dunya, whether the matters of earning reward, whether the matters of seeking the knowledge of deen, we should be positive in all our aspects. Alhamdulillah, that positive thinking will lead you to so much success in life, inshallah. And it will give you courage to do more as well, alhamdulillah. We have Ustad, Ustad Tariq Sahib with us as well, alhamdulillah. Ustad Sahib, positive mindset, positivity is the key. The first thing is how to say it in Urdu. Then, MashaAllah, Mubin Shah Sahib has told us की किस चीज के लिए की है एंड हाउ व्हाट कैन बी से रिगार्डिंग पॉजिटिविटी
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम पॉजिटिविटी यानी इसको अगर हम उर्दू में कहें तो मुस्बत मुस्बत सोचना किसी के बारे में अच्छा सोचना
माशाल्लाह
और इसको मजीद उर्दू में एक और इसके लिए इस्तेमाल होता है हुस्ने ज़न
माशाल्लाह
किसी के बारे में हुस्ने ज़न रखना हमें वैसे भी जना किसी के भी बारे में किसी भी शख्स के बारे में खास तौर पर इस बात से मना किया गया कि हम उसके बारे में सोचते ही रहें यानी क्या करता है कहां से आ रहा है उसके पास इतने सारे पैसे कर क्या रहा है कहां आ रहा है कहां जा रहा है तो इन चीजों से मना किया है अल्लाह ताला ने कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद में इरशाद फरमाया सूरतुल हुजुरात आयत नंबर 12 में अल्लाह ताला इरशाद फरमाता है या अय्युहल्लज़ीना आमनू इज्तनिबू कसीरन मिनज़ ज़न्नि इन्न बअद ज़न्नि इस्मुन اور فرمایا کہ ترجمہ کنزل عرفان اے ایمان والو بہت زیادہ گمان کرنے سے بچو بے شک کوئی گمان گناہ ہو جاتا ہے اور فرمایا کہ ولا تجسسو اور لوگوں کی جاسوسی مت کرو تو ہمیں تو خود اس بات کا قرآن مجید فرقان حمید نے حکم دیا ہے کہ ہم بہت زیادہ گمان نہ کریں اچھا یہاں پر مفتی قاسم صاحب دامت برکاتہم العالیہ نے سورۃ الجنان میں اسی آیت کی تفسیر کے ساتھ لکھا ہے کہ اس آیت میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ نہیں فرمایا کہ سوء ظن سے بچو بدگمانی سے بچو فرمایا کہ گمان سے بچو کیوں اس کو جنرل کیوں رکھا اس کو ریسٹرکشن نہیں لگائیں کہ اس آیت میں کہ سوء ظن سے بچو اس لیے تاکہ ہم کسی شخص کے بارے میں ہر گمان کرنے سے پہلے تھوڑا سا محتاط ہو جائیں تھوڑا سا سوچیں تھوڑا سا کیئرفل ہو جائیں تھوڑا سا غور کریں کہ ہم کیا کرنے کیا جا رہے ہیں کسی کے بارے میں گمان کر کے روایت ہے جس میں نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ یہ روح البیان میں یہ اس کا بیان کیا گیا اس کا ریفرنس ہے تفسیر روح البیان اور والیوم نمبر 9 نے اس کو بیان فرمایا نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے کہ حسن ظن رکھنا ایمان کا حصہ ہے تو اب یہ حسن ظن کیا اگر ہم اس کو انگلش میں ٹرانسلیٹ کریں تو یہی ہے کہ کسی کے بارے میں اچھا گمان رکھنا کسی کے بارے میں پوزیٹو تھنکنگ رکھنا تو پوزیٹو تھنکنگ رکھنا یہ ایمان کا حصہ ہے تو یہ جب ہم اس چیز کو سمجھ لیں گے تو ہمارے لیے ایزی ہوگا کہ ہم کسی کے بارے میں اچھا گمان رکھیں کسی کے بارے میں پوزیٹو سوچیں
ماشاء اللہ Yes, dear viewers of Madhichan, alhamdulillah, having this positive thing, we should be bringing this as there's a very unique story which is mentioned regarding that there were a group of thieves. And this group of thieves, they came to a place where a traveler's lounge, and they stayed there for a while. And the person who, there was a child there who was disabled. Now this child was disabled, but when the people were asked who they were said that they were mujahideens. They were people in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were returning. They were going to fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people went, and when they returned back to the same place, they saw that one child who was disabled, he was walking. He was fit and healthy. So they asked, you know, how this child started to walk. The person who was there, who was looking after this child, he said that, your leftover food, your leftover water, I gave to this child with the hope that these are mujahideen, these are people in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, their leftover will be a shifa for my child. So I gave this child that food. And then when he drank from there, when he ate from there, this gave him cure. Allah cured him from this. And then people at that time, they dropped in the state. That they said, you know, we are actually thieves. We were just pretending to be people in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it was your husn-e-zan, it was your positive thinking regarding us, which gave this child cure and shifa. SubhanAllah. And this is, SubhanAllah, you know, the benefit of positive thinking, having this positive thinking, alhamdulillah, if you imagine that a person who was disabled, a child who was disabled, because of a positive thinking, even that there were groups of robbers and thieves, but the leftover food and water was given to the child, thinking that these are some people who are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That positive thinking cured that child. We've got a inshallah package for you in a short while as well. Just going to take one more Madani proof from Ustaz Sahab regarding positivity. Ustaz Sahab, kai jagah mein being positive, it's actually necessary, it's wajib keh rahe hain ki wahan humko positive banna padega us jagah mein. ऐसे मकाम पर मुफ्ती नईमुद्दीन मुरादाबादी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह फरमाते हैं, ही मेंशंस दैट देयर थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ असम्पशंस, वन इज वाजिब, वन इज मुस्तहब एंड वन इज फॉरबिडन एंड हराम. तीन कैटेगरीज में इसको डाला. एंड ही सेज वाजिब इज विच टू हैव गुड ओपिनियन ऑफ अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी, एंड वन विच इज मुस्तहब विच इज टू हैव a virtuous opinion regarding righteous Muslims, and one which is forbidden and haram, which is to have bad opinion of Allah Almighty and believers. Matlab ye teen categories unhone is mamle mein likha, and it's a fact that we first of all we should be having this positive opinion, especially in the matters of the deen, and then the wajib regarding other Muslims.
जी बिल्कुल, ये सूरतें हैं गुमान करने की, किसी के बारे में थिंकिंग रखने की. बाज़ औक़ात जो है ये ज़रूरी होता है किसी के बारे में हुस्न ज़न रखना, बाज़ औक़ात किसी के बारे में हुस्न ज़न रखना ये वाजिब होता है. तो इसकी कैटेगरीज हैं. और यहाँ पर मैं एक और बात जिक्र करूँगा कि हज़रत सईद बिन मुसैब रज़ी अल्लाह तआला ने फरमाया कि नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम के बाज़ साहबा ने मुझे ये बात लिख कर सेंड की कि तुम अपने भाई के मामले को, किसी भी मामले को अहसन पर उसको जो है वो शुमार करो, अच्छी चीज पर, यहां तक के तेरे पास कोई वाज़े दलील ना आ जाए. और तू किसी भी जुमले को जो तेरे मुसलमान भाई की जबान से निकला है उसको शर पर, उसको गलत चीज पर मामूल ना कर, यहां तक के तेरे पास दूसरा ऑप्शन खैर का भी मौजूद है, तो तू उस जुमले को शर पर जो है वो मामूल ना कर. और हम हमारे सामने जो बहुत सारी ऐसी मर्तबा होता है कि किसी ने कोई जुमला कह दिया, हम फौरन जो है उसको नेगेटिव वे में लेकर जाते हैं. हम हालांकि पॉजिटिव वे भी पॉसिबल है, हो सकता है कि इसकी इसकी मुराद ये हो, लेकिन नहीं, हमारे जो ना जहन में ये आता है कि जो ना बस ये जो ना ये गलत. असल में वही बात है कि जैसे बंदे की बात सोच होती है इस तरह से वो सोचता है. लेकिन साबे किराम अली मिर्ज़ा के कि अकवाल से जो हमें मिलता है वो मैंने अर्ज किया कि हमें जो ना जब दो पॉसिबिलिटीज हैं तो अच्छे को हमें वो लेना चाहिए.
माशाल्लाह. इस पर उसका ये भी है ना, एक तो जुमला बोलने पर है, इट्स अ कन्वर्सेशन. द सेकंड इज टेक्स्ट मैसेजेस. यू नो इन टेक्स्ट मैसेजेस हाउ यू कैन सो इजीली थिंक इट्स लाइक इट्स हाउ यू प्रज्यूमिंग इट, इट्स द वे यू रीड इन द मैसेज. द मैसेज कुड बी नाइस एंड वेरी क्लियर मैसेज एंड बट जब वो पढ़ने वाला होता है ना, उस वो जो पढ़ रहा होता है ना, इट्स द मूड ही इन एंड ही रीड इन द मूड इज लाइक इट्स लाइक द मैसेज सीम्स लाइक एन एंग्री मैसेज. वो द पर्सन ऑन द अदर साइड राइटिंग इट इज ही रिटन विद लव एंड एवरीथिंग. वो जो पढ़ने वाले होता है ना, इट्स हाउ ही इज थिंकिंग एंड दैट्स हाउ द मैसेज सॉर्ट ऑफ कम्स फॉरवर्ड, स्पेशली व्हेन इट्स अ मैटर ऑफ डूइंग इस्लाह.
जी जी,
इस्लाह कर रहा है तो वो मैसेज वाकई वो लगता है कि बड़े सख्त सख्त अल्फाज इस्तेमाल किए. So, my dear viewers, my dear, it's something to reflect over, alhamdulillah, that we need to be thinking, that always start to think positive. Someone is saying something to us, someone is rectifying us, someone is guiding us. Think as in a positive way. He's not taking revenge upon us. He's actually there. He's trying to do our islah. He's trying to guide us on the way, right way. And we should be taking these opinions. A lot of the time, this is where we fall into a negative mindset that, oh, this guy's got some grudge against me. He's got something bad against me. And this, again, these are all to do with our thinking and how we start to think. Shahzad, normally what happens, someone walks in the masjid and it's time for namaz. Everyone's about to read, the jamaat's about to take place, and then one person is walking out of the masjid. Automatically this negative thought comes into the mind, oh, look at this person, you know, it's time for namaz, this person's leaving the masjid. And you see sometimes, you probably see a muballigh or a brother of Dawat Islami, someone with a beard, someone who looks like he's a namazi, but he's walking out the masjid when it's time for namaz. You know, This is a really big misconception. A lot of people indulged in this sin as well of bad assumption that even when it's actually surely need, a person needs to go somewhere, even at the time of namaz, maybe his wuzu broke, or maybe he's a shari mazur, or maybe other reasons. But these are three things that we need to have husni zan, that maybe he has an issue. And Abu Nawawi, you know, husni zan is emphasized so much. I'd like to give you an example that in Islam, if a cat came into a house, if a cat walked out of the house and on his whiskers there was milk, do we assume the cat drank milk from this house?
Allah.
We don't assume that. It could be the cat already drank milk from another house
and it
came to the house and it came out. It looked like, bazaahiran, yes, it's high chance that it drank from there. But we cannot give a certain verdict because we didn't see it happen. So this is the assumptions that we need to keep. And then there's the narration of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam as well. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرٌ أَوْ لِيَسْكُتْ. That whoever believes in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the last day, let him speak goodness or he should remain silent. That if you don't have any good things to say, this is for the negative people, negative mindset. If you don't have anything good to say, you remain quiet. Either speak good or remain quiet. No need to say something and then, you know, when a negative individual, Abdul Hanan bhai, or a person who doesn't do husni zan, for example, someone walks out the time of namaz, look at him, asak yahane namaz, pura khud jaan lage abar. You know, generally, you know, people, he tells us to pray namaz. He teaches our imam, for example, and generally when people do this bad assumption of imams, a'imah, that sometimes they get late, could be traffic reasons, could be many other reasons, family issues, could be any reason an imam could be a couple of minutes late to leave the jamaat. They won't wait, but they're full. The phone straight away. We're late, we're on time, where are you? And then after the phone call drops, amongst the namazis, they discuss, he comes late once, they remember that for 10 years. I remember you came late, you came this, that. So hence why we should always think positive that, just, you know how I want people to think of me? We should start thinking loud of others.
Shafab, normally you find that, you know, if like in the Jamiatul Madina or places where, alhamdulillah, some of the students or some of the other ustads, they are going to other masjids as well to lead the prayer. And it could be there's a difference of 5 minutes, 10 minutes or 15 minutes in the timing as well. So they obviously leaving to go and lead the prayer in another masjid. And the mindset of the people there, look, Imam Sahib is going, it's time for namaz, he's leaving the masjid, right?
Generally the muqtadis, the people praying behind the imam, they are local people. But the imam, it's not necessary for the imam to be local. Meaning he's probably from that city, but from the other end of the city. So for him to get to that place, it takes longer for you to just walk when you live one street, two streets down the road. You can get there early, imam can get there, sometimes can get there late. So these are the things we need to think. It's always about expanding our mindset, Abdul Hanan bhai. There are so many elements that can be put into play here. That just we need to expand our mindset that, oh, this could be the reason. Hattal Imkan, Amir Sunnah Darul Qan, when he says as well, that as long as possible, have husn-e zan, as long as possible. When there are cases that, you know, sometimes you can't have husn-e zan, but Amir Sunnah Darul Barakatul Aliyah, even at that moment, is mentioned that keep husn-e zan and don't fall into bad assumptions. So this is something that we can take on board as well.
MashaAllah. Yes, dear viewers, always try to think positive regarding anyone, who, no matter who the person is, have a positive thinking about him. It could be that he's in a difficulty, he's in a problem, he has to leave the masjid in the case of masjid or in any matters. Sometimes it's our own relatives. What happens is when our own relatives are invited to a wedding or to some event, maybe with a khatam in the house, one member of the family didn't turn up. And the first sort of thing comes into the mind, look, he doesn't want to attend my gatherings. He doesn't want to come to my gathering. He doesn't want to come to my events. Is tarah ka matlab soch ustad sahab kya matlab umuman hota hai apne rishtedar apne family members ke bare mein. That's even more worse than general people as well.
Ji bilkul, kyunki ho sakta hai uske sath koi bhi problem ho gayi jo aapki gathering mein nahi aaya, ho sakta hai koi gaadi breakdown ho gayi ho, koi aur uska bhi problem ho gaya ho, kisi mushkil mein bechara phans gaya ho, या कोई और ऐसा जरूरी काम हो जिसको शरीर तौर पर ना कोई लाजमी हो कोई जरूरी हो, लेकिन हम जो इस तरह से गुमान करके जो ना हकीकत ये कि अपने ही नुकसान कर रहे हैं, जैसे सैयद साहब ने फरमाया ना कि बंदा ऐसे फिर मौके पर खामोश रहे ये सबसे बेस्ट है, जहां से बोल दिया समझ लगे गया। यहाँ पर मैं एक और रिवायत इसी हवाले से बयान करना चाहूंगा, नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने ऐसा फरमाया कि तीन चीजें ऐसी हैं जो इब्न आदम को यानी इंसान को इसको हाइल कर देती हैं। नंबर वन अतीरा, यानी कि परिंदों के जरिए बदगुमानी लेना। पहले दौर में होता था जैसे राइट साइड पर उड़ गया परिंदा तो ठीक है भाई ये सही है, और लेफ्ट पर चले जाए तो जो मैं काम करने आ रहा हूँ ये फेल हो जाएगा। एक तो ये इसको तीरा कहा जाता है अरबी में, और दूसरा सुउज़्ज़न बदगुमानी, और तीसरा है हसद। अब नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम रसी के आगे रिवायत में इरशाद फरमाते हैं, इन तीन चीजों का जिक्र करने के बाद इरशाद फरमाते हैं तुझे हसद से नजात देगा कि तू अपने भाई के लिए बुरा मत चाहे, और फरमाए कि तीरा तीरा जो यानी कि परिंदों को उड़ना है कि तू उस पर अमल ना कर। ये जो परिंदा उड़ गया अगर लेफ्ट उड़ा या राइट उड़ा कुछ भी उड़ा तो उस पर अमल नहीं करके बस अब तो ये लेफ्ट उड़ गया मेरा काम गया अब इसको रोक नहीं। और फरमाया तीसरी बात कि सुए जन से तू निजात पाना चाहता है तो तू उसके बारे में गुफ्तगू मत कर, तू उसके बारे में कलाम ना कर। और हम क्या करते हैं हमारे जहन में कोई बात आती है कोई बदगुमानी आती है हम फौरन उसको बोल भी देते हैं हाँ यार ये ऐसे ही होगा। अपनी अब ये क्या किया हमने इस पे इस बदगुमानी को जाहिर भी कर दिया, मजीद समझ लिया हमने बोलकर, हो सकता है हम बोलकर किसी की दिलादारी कर दें किसी पर इल्जाम तराशी कर दें, तो ये जो मजीद जन आगे बढ़ जाएगा मामला। तो बहरहाल हम अपने दिलों को जो है वो साफ रखना चाहिए और अपने दिलों को इन चीजों से बचाना चाहिए। और एक और रिवायत यहाँ पर मैं जिक्र करूंगा कि नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया, हज़रत अबू हुरैरा रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन्हु करावी फरमाया इय्याकुम वज़्ज़न फ़इन्ना वज़्ज़न अकज़बुल हदीस वला तहस्सु वला तजस्सु वला तनाजशु वला तहासदु वला तबाग़दु وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا। فرمایا نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے کہ اپنے آپ کو بدگمانی سے بچاؤ کہ بدگمانی بدترین جھوٹ ہے, اس کو بدگمانی بدترین جھوٹ ہے۔ حضور نے کیا فرمایا اکذب الحدیث فرمایا کہ بدگمانی بدترین جھوٹ ہے, اور پھر فرمایا ایک دوسرے کے ظاہری اور باطنی عیب تلاش مت کرو, حرص نہ کرو, حسد نہ کرو, آپس میں انیمیٹی نہ رکھو, ایک دوسرے سے روگردانی نہ کرو, اور اے اللہ کے بندو आपस में भाई भाई हो जाओ। तो यहाँ पर इस हदीस की शरह में ये भी जनक बयान किया गया कि अगर हम चाहते हैं कि आपस में भाई भाई बन जाएं, तो फिर हम इन चीजों से बचें जो यहाँ पर जिक्र की गई, उनमें से एक अहम चीज बदगुमानी भी, कि हम अपने भाई के बारे में बदगुमानी से बचें।
Reviews, as believers, we should have this yakin and belief regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter us into Jannah and He will shower His mercy upon us. He will forgive us. But we still have to make an effort from ourselves. We have to have this strength and of belief. And the way we will able to have this belief is when we will follow the Sharia, when we will follow the laws of Sharia, inshallah, as well, follow the commands of Allah, azawajal, and then have this opinion, inshallah, azawajal. And inshallah, you will see that when once we have this type of opinion, inshallah, we will benefit from this. Harun bhai, some Madanipur, we're coming towards, we've got a few minutes left. Something regarding a positive,
one thing I wanted to just highlight here is that many times why we fail to have positive thinking is because we're too involved in trying to please others and trying to impress others. And this reminds me of a saying that if you were to realize how quick people forget you after your death, you would quit trying to impress the people in this world. So the matter of the fact is that, you know, you and this applies in many ways, you know, this can be, you know, for many people, the clothes that they wear, the car that they're driving, where they're eating, the things they're doing on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, you could say it links on to then sharing on social media, and then, you know, watching how many people are looking at it and liking it, and this sort of greed and, you could say, self-admiration, this is what can lead to a very negative sort of stressful state of mind for a person as well. And I believe the era that we're going into, our youngsters and many people that are really heavily involved in this, you know, the first thing they'll do when they go to eat is, the food's come, it's, you know, it's going cold, but until they don't get their pictures and post it, you know, it's not fulfilling for them. Simply because they want to please others, they want to let others know that, look, I'm here, I'm doing this, I'm eating this, I'm driving this. And this, in effect, it really impacts the person's positivity, his actual ability to remain positive and be happy. And the other thing is lamenting on your past mistakes, or, you know, not letting go of the past. And many times this what happens is people, they say that, you know, I can't move forward, and, you know, because of this happening now, you know, how can I forgive myself, or how can I move forward from this? And it can happen with other people as well, where they involve themselves in this and end up being really miserable and negative in this aspect.
You saw the final Madani Pools.
We need to make خود بھی اس چیز کا خیال رکھیں کہ بدگمانی والے کام بھی نہ کریں. یہ امام نووی علیہ الرحمہ نے اس کو بیان فرمایا. ہم کوئی ایسے کام نہ کریں کہ لوگ ہم پر جو نا وہ تہمت لگائیں, کوئی ہم پر الزام تراشی, پھر ہم کہیں یار تمہیں اس نے غلط لکھنا چاہیے تھا, تم نے اچھا نہیں سوچا. تو ہمیں بھی جو اپنی چیزوں میں اس پر غور کرنا چاہیے.
Adding on to that point as well, one beautiful narration, because time is short as well. The Prophet علیہ السلام has mentioned, وَأَتْبِعْ سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, follow a bad deed with a good deed as it will erase it.
Allah.
So one who has committed such actions and follow up with a good deed, inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all forgiving.
MashaAllah. Yes, dear viewers, we've sort of come towards the end of our silsila, and just want to read out a number of hadith regarding having positive thinking. It's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, having good opinion is part of faith. Allahu Akbar. Having good opinion is part of faith. And also, it's mentioned in hadith that good opinion is an excellent worship. Yes. And this is, alhamdulillah, excellent worship, excellent ibadat. We should always try to have this mindset of having good opinion regarding everyone, regarding our Muslim brothers, regarding our family members. If you see something happen, straight away a bad opinion or wrong thinking comes into your mind, overcome it with a good opinion. Keep in mind, even to the extent that our Sharia says that if you see a person walk into the wrong place, maybe a pub or them places where wrong actions are taking place, think 100 times or think 100 good things before you say that this person has done wrong. Always have a positive. It could be that he's going there to collect money from somebody, and that person is only found there as well. So this is very important. And inshallah, we will join you tomorrow with another unique topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, the blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Islam is the way of life.